Welcome to Talking Out with Marla P. Today's guest is Niecy McCain.
Hi, Niecy. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Glad to see you. Niecy is a previous guest that was on the show, so this video is a continuation from the first video. She wants to come back on and elaborate more on her condition. So, Niecy, we're glad to have you back with us.
Thank you so much.
So, how are things going?
Things are going really, 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 really well.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good. Anything new or exciting that's been going on since we last linked up?
I launched the nonprofit organization, which is called Baby Shower Charlotte.
Okay.
That assists families here that need help getting their babies, newborns, essential items.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Another thing is Stash Party beard products for you guys will be back on the shelves in 3 weeks. Really excited about that.
Okay. That's for men beard. And
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
You're doing great things.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Okay. So let's jump right into it.
Okay.
So we're going to talk more about Niecy's autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
So to start things off, what is GBS?
Okay, GBS is Guillain-Barré syndrome. And it is an autoimmune disorder that is where the immune system attacks the nervous system. And it can be caused by several things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's common.
It's common. So it's not a rare disease.
They throw it like it's rare, but it is not. Yeah. Lots of people who got the COVID vaccine.
Wow.
Yeah, it is common.
Okay. So what are the triggers?
There are usually three mm-hmm. main ones.
Okay.
Vaccinations.
Okay.
A stomach bug. And the third one would be an allergic reaction, meaning like to a spider bite or something that would cause an inflammatory response in the body.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So in your situation, mm-hmm. what triggered you? What happened?
What triggered mine was a vaccination, a flu shot.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it lets you know on that paper exactly. The name, the Guillain-Barré syndrome, is on that paper that you sign before you get a flu shot, y'all. And it is real.
I did not know that.
Girl, yes. Yes, ma'am. It is real.
Oh. So let's talk about your situation.
Well, I got a flu shot in April 2019, and I started noticing that I was feeling, my body was feeling tired, like my legs was feeling tired or achy, and it felt like a chore to walk. And this was like maybe a week afterwards. So I went to my primary, and she told me I had neuropathy. Oh, it's just neuropathy, and we can set you up some physical therapy. And I went, but it was not nothing.
Now, what is neuropathy?
Neuropathy is inflammation of the nerves.
Okay.
Just inflammation of the nerves.
Okay.
That's all. But the characteristics of it are what I was having. Muscle weakness, pain in the legs that was abnormal. You know, like I had mm-hmm. never experienced that before. And to me, though, it felt like my bones were hurting. That's what felt like. Now I know. When I feel that feeling, it's nerves.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So you went to the doctor for that. What do you thought was neuropathy?
Mm-hmm.
And then?
And then I kept going back. And it was a test they did for, they tested levels for several different things. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a C-reactive protein. If y'all having anything like that, make sure that your doctor runs that test. And it's going to let them know. If you have any inflammation in your body. Now, I might not pinpoint it, but you'll know if you've had an immunization, a vaccine, or anything like that, and you start feeling a little funky, you go and you get tested for several things, but make sure that's one of them. Yeah. After that was nerve conduction study. Hurts, ouch.
Okay.
Necessary, though. But still, they were saying that it was just neuropathy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So are there different stages of GBS?
Yeah. The acute phase, which generally lasts for a couple of days to maybe 2 weeks. And that is the phase that you have rapid decline, whatever it looks like, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it might be something not as major as mine. But with mine, it was rapid, major decline, meaning once I did go to the hospital, because I'd been having so much muscle weakness and started falling, by the time I checked in, 2 hours, my husband took me to the bathroom, and wasn't no back going to the bathroom. It was, I need help going to the bathroom. That was part of that rapid decline. And
so it happened just that fast?
Yes, wow. That fast. Boom. Yes. Yes, just that fast.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
So is there a cure for GBS?
There is not a cure. Now, there are treatments.
Okay.
The IVIG, which is the intravenous immunoglobulin treatment, the Prevagen that I take or that's given intravenously to try to stop the attack. There's that. And then if that doesn't work, there's another one called plasmapheresis, which is kind of equivalent to kind of like dialysis. Yeah, they clean your blood and put it back in. So they clean your blood to try to get those unruly white blood cells together.
Okay.
And then put your blood back in. Oh. Yeah, but it's not a cure, no. It's not a cure. You just have to make the proper lifestyle changes, and you got to pray, and you got to be in a positive mental state. If you cry every day, that's fine, but you better fight every day, too. You better be at rehab, right. Your physical therapy, you better be with your trainer every day. But it's not a cure. Not that somebody else can give you.
Wow. So what are some of the serious complications from GBS?
In extreme cases, no, or cases where if there's no medical intervention, you will end up, it will creep all the way up your body. Without VIG or plasmapheresis to try to stop it, it can creep up your body and make those muscles that make your chest rise and fall to breathe, they won't work. So you'll be ventilated.
Oh, wow.
Forever, however long that you want somebody else's time, for however long that, mm-hmm.
So what does it attack first?
Normally feet.
Okay.
And then it'll creep up and then go to hands and creep up. Yeah.
So it attacks your extremities first. Yeah. And that's what caused paralysis.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, when your white blood cells are attacking your myelin sheath, and the best way to explain it is there's a telephone cord. Back in the day, we had our telephone cords, right? On the inside of the cord is the wire, and that is the nerve. On the outside is the plastic coating, and that is the myelin sheath.
Okay.
So, and that's like a fatty substance that covers and protects the nerve. It also helps with conduction, meaning, say, maybe conduction isn't the right word. It helps with getting the signal from your brain to where it needs to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
The nerves can control your muscles, and your muscles control your bones, right?
Yep.
So if the message ain't getting, because it's holes in your myelin sheath, because your nervous system is fighting that fatty substance attacking it, right? Mm-hmm. So you know how you get static in a line?
Mm-hmm.
The connection is bad,
mm-hmm.
right? It might hang up sometimes, you know what I mean? It might call somebody. Same thing. It's not getting the proper message. The timing is off. It's not getting the message at all.
Okay.
Or it's getting some of the message.
Right.
So I would take my foot, my leg, and try to move it upward, and I close my eyes, and when I open it, I would have moved my leg this way, but in my mind, I would have. You see what I mean?
So it's a disconnect.
Disconnect. Yep.
Wow. So what are some of the long-term effects?
Physically or mentally?
Both.
Physically, muscle weakness, numbness, muscle pain, muscle spasms. Mentally, PTSD, depression, anxiety. Everything that a person that has done a 4-year tour in Iraq would come back home with is what is equivalent to the type of mental trauma that you're going to have to fight back from once you recover to wherever. During the recovery, and once you recover, it don't go away.
The mental part. So how did it affect you mentally?
I felt like I was depressed. I was depressed, majorly depressed. On one hand, crying all day, constantly every day, but fighting every day, all day. It was awful. It was terrible. I didn't even know I had that many tears to cry.
Yes.
It was awful.
So how did it affect your family?
It was like everybody was affected majorly. My daughter became a caretaker. She was like 21, 20 maybe. Mm-hmm. Then like my son was like caretaker and he is like teen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just graduating high school teen and you got to carry your mom everywhere.
Right.
He wasn't loathed by it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he might have found honor in it actually.
Yes, taking care of his mom.
But it affected everybody. And my youngest didn't get to experience me whole totally as a mom doing her teen years that were the most important teen
years. Most critical years.
Yeah. Okay. And that still bothers her.
Really?
Yes.
So, like, how many times can you get GBS?
GBS is one and done in a lifetime. If you experience the symptoms after that, you're diagnosed with CIPD, which is the chronic form of GBS, and it's the equivalent, just like anything else, like an autoimmune disorder, you have flare-ups.
Right.
And if you start feeling funky and weak, and then you know they have things in place where you can go and get your infusion, and it will restore you. If infusion works for you,
okay,
it'll restore you. Yeah.
So for you, how do you know when you're about to have, when you experience a flare-up? Like, what are your symptoms?
Well, my feet will start buzzing.
A tingling feeling?
Girl, no. Do you remember when you were a kid, girl? You remember, like, it was a buzzer and you try to shake somebody's hand, tin buzzer, and
yes,
it goes,
yes,
it's
yes,
like that in both feet. Ooh. And it also does it if I'm about to get sick, like an ill, like a cold or something like that, my feet will buzz, and I'm like, something's about to happen. So I know when that happens, I don't immediately run to make an IVIG appointment. I will try to, you know, see what's going on. If I notice that my toes are if I can't do this, if I can't Michael Jackson hee-hee it, then we hoo-hooing down to the IVIG real quick. We getting hooked up.
You're gonna, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So the IVIG.
Mm-hmm.
Now what does that stand for?
Intravenous immunoglobulin. Intravenous immunoglobulin.
And I just remember that drug because that's what my mom was administering when she was in the hospital, her autoimmune disease.
Oh, really?
She was given the same drug, but it wasn't effective for her.
Okay.
So for you...
Well, what I learned too recently is IVIG doesn't mean that you're getting the same medication. It's the method.
The method that you use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So mine is Prevagen. Was she getting white blood cells, you know?
I can't remember.
It's like, I call it white blood cells because that's what they use to make it.
Okay, okay.
But mm-hmm, it's this good stuff in that stuff, and it works for me. It works.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That you get some relief from
mm-hmm,
it. Can
mm-hmm,
you tell the difference?
The restoration, yeah.
You can tell
mm-hmm,
the difference. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So can anyone be affected by this disease, or is it like,
yep,
is it more prone in
mm-mm,
certain individuals?
Honey, I've seen little children.
Kids?
Children, yes. No L, children, yes. Yeah. They some little bounce backs, though. They recover real fast that I've seen on YouTube.
Right.
On YouTube, yeah.
So are there like any type of preventative measures you can take?
Don't go running down there every time Walgreens have a free flu shot. Don't do it. Sit down somewhere. Take your elderberry, your vitamin C's, get your B vitamins. Take a multivitamin every day. Exercise. Get some sun. Quit drinking so much. Sit down somewhere. You don't need to be rolling up your sleeve every time you hear free. Because it ain't. It might not be free.
Wow. So how is life for you now?
Girl, I'm so grateful for everything. The illumination on gratefulness right now is so, I want to say extreme, but so bright that I'm just grateful for just the stupidest, the smallest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The smallest stuff. I was like, oh my God, my leg is itching and I can feel it.
Right. Because with
yes,
this disease, it causes numbness.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So like, from hearing different stories, I'm sure there's like extreme cases of you know, situations with this disease. So how do you feel about that? Like, do you feel like I'm just blessed that this didn't happen to me?
Yes.
Or
mine was bad, but baby, some people could have never gotten back, have never been restored in that way after a GBS attacked them. And I am grateful. I am very grateful. I'm most grateful that my kids got to see what miracles look.
That's
they
true.
Got to smell it. Mm-hmm. They got to touch it. They got to watch the dirty parts too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They know there's no way that they can look at me or anybody, or especially themselves, and say, I can't.
That's right. My mom made it. So
she
therefore,
did.
Yes. And you just don't understand how God works in mysterious ways.
He does.
And he truly, you know, he doesn't allow more on us than we can bear.
Girl,
and
I need him to have a different perspective of me, because I'm going to quit. You know what? Because on the way here, I was listening to Charlie Boy. You know the song, I Love Fly. I'm going to stop. I don't need to be in the strong, because with that come, I don't want to be under the. I'm okay. I'm all right.
You're grateful.
I'm grateful. And oh, girl, listen. You got to watch what you say out of your mouth.
You do.
Girl.
You do.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But God won't take you too without bringing you through.
I don't want to go through it ever again. Ever.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad too.
And
I'm glad
you're definitely a miracle. I'm looking at a miracle.
Absolutely. You looking at what God do on the daily.
That's
he do
right.
that every day.
That's right. And I just don't understand why people don't believe in God. Like, there is a God.
And listen, please sit down somewhere before he prove it to you.
So, like, what's new for you? Have you thought about maybe, like, speaking to other people with...
I think that motivational speaking is on the horizon. I do. And it don't even have to be anything formal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can sit and talk to you, but because what God have allowed me to go through is going to motivate you to do something.
That's true. Anisi, I am so happy to have you back with us.
Thank you.
I enjoy you. And, you know, I'm just grateful that you were just willing to tell your story.
Thank you for giving me a platform to tell it, because mm-hmm. I've been waiting to talk. I have, and I thank you. I'm so very grateful moment and the opportunity. Yeah.
Yes. And I think you'll do well with speaking to other people that have experienced what you experienced.
Absolutely.
Because one thing I am really, it's a lot of things I'm impressed about, you know, your resilience and your, you know, how you just made it through this. But I think you'll just do well. And then you're so well informed about your illness. And that is so important.
I think that whenever we're going through anything, even if it's not an illness, whatever it is, even if you're having the most sunshiniest life ever, you owe it to yourself to investigate the sunshine.
That's right. You know? That's right.
So whatever it is you're going through,
you have to advocate for yourself.
You do have to advocate for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely do. And I am so grateful that I was able to be resilient in those moments and during that time. I am so very grateful. I am. And people don't know this outside of my house, but baby, when I couldn't do nothing, I would crawl around my house on my hands and knees to get where I needed to go.
Oh, wow.
I would crawl.
That's right.
We ain't being still.
I know that's right.
I'm not, girl, and I had teenagers. I'm not finna be at y'all's we crawling today. Mm-hmm. We crawled in the day. My daughter be like, Mom, won't you just get up? No, you sit down, because we crawled in the day. Whatever
right.
it took.
Right.
Whatever it looked like. There was no.
Wow. And I will have to say, Nisa, your determination is admirable. I mean, I am just so proud of you. I've seen where you've been, and I see where you are now. With that being said, I do have something for you.
You finna make me cry.
No, why would I make you cry?
Because you did it last time, Marla.
Thank you.
Marla! Girl, you making me do ugly crying.
So this is just a appreciation for you coming on the podcast. And I will say that I admire you so much for not giving up, for being determined, for just being you. God fearing girl, you did that.
I am
so I want to say this, like, on your most rough days when you feel like giving up, just for me, I want you just to take, just look at this award and say, you know what?
Why you do that? Thank you.
I came a long ways.
That ain't just for me though. It's for everybody.
For everybody. Because
it took a team to get me to the first hurdle.
It had to start with you and your mental. Because you have to want to get better.
That is true.
So,
thank you.
I want to give this to
you. I
want to
give you a hug, but I'm going to get makeup on your white tee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, why you do that?
Because I wanted to, and I want to show my appreciation. And you deserve it.
Do you know this is going to be on my mantle? Girl, I'm going to treat it like a Grammy. You hear me?
So, remember when I texted you and I asked you, I said, if you received an award, what would you say? And what do you remember what you told me? What you sent me?
I don't remember the words, but I remember the feeling when I was saying them.
Oh, God.
This award is for everybody that ever felt that they were not equipped to handle their they fight.
Yes, you are.
And I want to thank everybody that helped me. Everybody prayed for me. Reginald Thompson, Michelle Wiley, Pam Bennett, Justice Canny, my family, my mom. She took care of me like a little baby. Now I take care of her like a little baby, like I got a new child. Just please don't think you can't win because you can. And I don't know, just the Holy Spirit that pushed me to 2/18/2024, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Well deserved. Well deserved. Well, I do have something else. You know, you don't have to open this right here.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's start back. Okay, so I have something else for you. You don't have to open it, but it's something that I asked you about, and you told me what you like.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So how can people find you on social media?
I am Flair the Phoenix all over the place. Flair the Phoenix, FLAIRTHA Phoenix, PHOENIX, ain't no hyphens, ain't no underscores, none of that. Oh, also, for the beard product, guys, and women who want to purchase for your men, it's at Stash Party. And that's at STACHE_party. And we've been in business since 2016.
It's a awesome.
Reputable brand.
That's awesome. And guys, please reach out and support Niecy in her endeavors. We wish her well. Send her some encouraging words. She's a jewel. She's definitely a jewel. So, Niecy, it's been great having you. And
this has been fabulous.
This is part two and the end of part two. But you have to come back.
Girl, bring me back. Because, listen, we got out some other things I want to talk about. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. So, guys, you can find me. I'm talking out with Marla P on all social media platforms. And, again, I want to leave you with my motto. When you see the need, plant the seed. Thank you so much. God bless.